Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Home with Hitler. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
In November of 1938, Better Homes and Gardens ran a piece in their autumn issue, a luxurious three-page spread of House Wachenfeld, a stately chalet in the Bavarian Alps. The piece was written by Ignatius Fehr, and the house, well, it belonged to none other than Adolf Hitler. Today we're talking about Hitler's 1938 spread in the American magazine Better Homes and Gardens. Better Homes and Gardens was founded in 1922 by Edwin Meredith, who had previously been the United States Secretary of Agriculture under Woodrow Wilson. It was originally titled Fruit, Garden, and Home, but beginning with the August 1924 issue, they went with a catchier and a bit less fruit-centric title of Better Homes and Gardens. Better Homes and Gardens is one of the Seven Sisters, a group of women's service magazines, some of which we still have today, or had until very recently, including Family Circle, Good Housekeeping, Ladies' Home Journal, McCall's, Red Book, Women's Day, which is still around. Researching these titles gave me very grocery store checkout aisle nostalgia. But that's where my own personal affinity with the content of this episode ends. It's important to note the context of this piece in the landscape of world history. On January 30th, 1933, Adolf Hitler was appointed as German Chancellor to the New Germany, the Nazi state, also referred to as the Third Reich. Rights were being stripped away from marginalized people, and the first mass arrest of Jews happened in mid-June of that year. On August 8th, SS authorities opened the Mauthausen concentration camp near Linz, Austria, and the Munich Agreement was signed. Between November 9th and 10th, one of the most violent incidents in Nazi Germany occurs, a nationwide pogrom called Kristallnacht, also known as Night of the Broken Glass, where synagogues are burned, Jewish homes and businesses are looted, almost 100 people are killed, and uniformed police arrest approximately 30,000 Jewish men, imprisoning them in Dachau, Sachsenhausen, and Buchwald concentration camps. And yet, that same month, the American ladies' magazine Better Homes and Gardens does this splashy feature of Hitler's chalet in the Alps. You'd think it was absolute insanity if it wasn't so extremely calculated. With Hitler at the helm, the Nazi Party of the 30s wanted to seem modern and cultured. One way to do this was to have Nazi publicists give the world a glimpse into Hitler's private life, emphasizing his moral and human character, and maybe win over some new horrible bourgeois fans. The plan was really, really bad, though, as you might imagine. Hitler, with all of the horrific qualities that he had, was also a humorless, middle-aged bachelor with not a lot going on outside of being a horrific, nightmarish fascist dictator. But the Nazi publicists tried, enlisting the help of a man named William George Fitzgerald, a journalist and novelist and maybe personal friend of Hitler. That's in quotes. It's been suggested but not confirmed. Fitzgerald's bread and butter was political writing across all party lines and perspectives, from road building in the Peruvian highlands to armed forces in Ethiopia, even Japan's impact on overseas markets. Fitzgerald felt like someone legit who could make Hitler maybe look good. So under the laughable pseudonym Ignatius Fehr, he wrote up his Hitler story and sold it to at least seven periodicals with national and international audiences. They were Country Life, Current History, National Home Monthly, Saturday Review, Windsor Magazine, American Kennel Gazette, and of course, Better Homes and Gardens. through many different publications, English language readers across the globe ate up details of Fitzgerald's visit with Hitler, whom he adoringly calls the Squire of Wakenfield. We're talking about the Better Homes and Gardens piece primarily because it's the one that's still available to view and discuss online. A lot of exhibitions included if they're talking about the Holocaust and propaganda around it. But for now, let's take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The piece was officially called Hitler's Mountain Home, a decadently photographed three-page tour around Haus Wachenfeld, Hitler's chalet in the Bavarian Alps. Fair, or Fitzgerald, is so far up Hitler's ass, it's hard to believe that they didn't know each other, or that Fair wasn't into fascism in some way. The piece makes Hitler out to be this humbled, cultured leader who indulges on occasion, but needs a, quote, safe haven to be his genius self. Here are some excerpts. Over 12 years since Herr Hitler fixed on the site of his one and only home. It had to be close to the Austrian border, barely 10 miles from Mozart's own medieval Salzburg. At first, no more than a hunter's shack, Haus Wachenfeld had grown until it is today quite a handsome Bavarian chalet. Here, in the early days, Hitler's widowed sister, Frau Angela Rufall, kept house for him on a peasant scale. Then, as his famous book Mein Kampf, My Struggle, became a bestseller of astonishing power, Hitler began to think of replacing that humble shack by a house and garden of suitable scope. In this manner, he has throughout been his own architect. The article also says, "It is a mistake to guess that weekend guests are all, or even mainly, state officials. Hitler delights in the society of brilliant foreigners, especially painters, musicians, and singers. As host, he is a droll raconteur, truly a portrait of the rustic and cultured country gentleman, and so humble." The piece goes on to say, "Every morning at 9 he goes out for a talk with the gardeners about their day's work. These men, like the chauffeur and air pilot, are not so much servants as loyal friends. A lifelong vegetarian at table, Hitler's kitchen plots are both varied and heavy on produce. Even in his meatless diet, Hitler is something of a gourmet. His Bavarian chef, Herr Kannenberg, contrives an imposing array of vegetarian dishes, savory and rich, pleasing to the eye as well as to the palate, and all conforming to the dietetic standards which Hitler exacts." And there's also some fancy dogs. "All visitors are shown the host's model kennels, where he breeds magnificent Alsatians." I think that's how you say the name of that dog. "Some of his pedigree pets are allowed the run of the house, especially in days when Herr Hitler gives a fun fair to the local children. The chalet," the article emphasizes, "is truly Hitler's luxurious safe space." It concludes, "But I have said enough to convey the idea of a sunny subalpine home, hundreds of miles from Berlin's uproar, and set amid an unsophisticated peasantry of carvers and hunters. This is the only home in which Hitler can laugh and take his ease, or even conduct tours by means of the tripod telescope which he himself operates on the terrace for his visitors. This place is mine," he says simply. "I built it with money that I earned." Well, I think I can speak for everyone I say that article, at the very fucking least, did not age well. And according to a journalist, there's even a small conspiratorial element to the piece. If you ask writer Despina Stratigakos in their 2015 article in Places, which is an excellent read about personal marketing, Nazism, the Third Reich, the process of the article was pretty sketchy, even for a corrupt, affluent, Nazi-sympathizing writer. Stratigakos says, quote, "Digging even deeper, it becomes apparent that many of Fitzgerald's narrative details are copied, sometimes verbatim, from other sources ranging from Time and the Daily Telegraph to propagandistic books like Hitler and His Mountains. Could it be that Fitzgerald, who had begun his career as a novelist, was never Hitler's guest at Haus Wachenfeld? Indeed, could the entire account be an elaborate fabrication? Former Irish Prime Minister Garrett Fitzgerald, wrote about his uncle, William George Fitzgerald, a.k.a. the man who wrote the article, saying that at the end of his life, he was an invalid in London, where he eventually died in 1942. Perhaps Fitzgerald had been well enough in the mid-1930s to travel to Germany, or perhaps he fantasized the story about his country holiday with Hitler from a sickbed in London. Whatever the case may be, the fact remains that Fitzgerald plagiarized sources, including Nazi propaganda, for his reports and passed it all off as his own firsthand experience. This in turn raises another unsettling question. How could the editors of so many reputable journals and newspapers have missed the warning signs? But of course, America has historically been very into ignoring red flags, and before Hitler started World War II, these American publications complicitly gave Adolf Hitler a platform to invent himself in a new way. It is something I hope they deeply regret, though I have found no public apologies from Better Homes and Gardens or any other online.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.